joined by Diane Stein with the Pioneers Museum. And Diane, thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, you know, as we mentioned, we just wrapped up a huge party, a year-long celebration of the city's sesquicentennial, and now the Pioneers Museum as well, set to celebrate its 125th anniversary. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on for those celebrations.
Yes. I mean, this past year, we all have been reflecting on our community's history. And here at the museum, of course, we do that every day. But it's really brought our own institution's history to light. And on the 25th anniversary of Colorado Springs, a group of passionate community members gathered together and formed the El Paso County Pioneers Association, which of course is now the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. This, our mission has expanded since then, and we are highlighting this during our largest fundraiser of the year, the Gift of History.
And let's talk a little bit about how you can take a part in that and help to ensure that Gift of History gets passed down and given to future generations.
Yes, so today our online Gift of History campaign is launched. You just go to cspm.org/giftofhistory, and we are raising $80,000 to for the museum's innovative exhibits like COS at 150, our sesquicentennial exhibit, dynamic programs, and preservation of our collection. And what we're really encouraging is that everyone spreads the word about the museum, about our history, and about the Gift of History.
And of course, you know, that that COS at 150 exhibit was so cool, and I know the official celebrations are over, but how long is that exhibit going to be sticking around at the Pioneers Museum?
It's a permanent exhibit, actually. I'm so glad you asked. We feel like it's important to have it up all year round and even beyond. So come on by to the museum Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5, to see the new exhibit. It's a great one, I think.
And what else is going on at the museum these days? Because it seems like there's something new all the time, especially for an organization that's really focused on looking back.
Yes, we have guided tours actually at the museum every Saturday, 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Just go online to RSVP. We have programs for preschoolers and upper elementary every month. We also have some lectures and lunch and learns, and I really encourage everyone to go to our website, cspm.org, to see all the different events. And of course, I cannot forget to say our Food Truck Tuesdays. This is the last month for Food Truck Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, 10 food trucks to enjoy lunch on our grounds, and then we hope you come inside and see the new exhibit or all of our other exhibits that talk about Pikes Peak regional history.
Yeah, it's such an amazing thing. And, you know, as we really all learned over the past year, such rich history coming out of the Pikes Peak region and Colorado Springs especially. It's all encapsulated at the Pioneers Museum. And again, to help continue on with that mission and to really help preserve and get the next 150 years plus of stories told and saved, just head on over to cspm.org and give that Gift of History. Diane, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News and everything you guys do at the museum to really help keep the history and legacy of so many Colorado Springs residents alive and well and into those next generations.
Thank you so much.